It's time for the emergency break of the week.
In the class, then they had boys.
Yeah.
And so they're just dressing in overalls for the production, whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
And so it had been a controversy for 2 weeks because the principal just made this unilateral decision that, no, you cannot play a role on stage, which... Dating back to Shakespeare.
Right.
Shakespeare. Shakespearean times. That men played women all the time and women played men. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Why did you say it like
Shakespeare?
That?
I don't know. All right.
Dating back to Shakespeare.
And then here's the last one. This has gone viral in Haltom City.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
You bet. Let's see who wins the e-break this week. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. We all like it when someone makes a funny noise. They don't mean to. Maybe they just ate during a break and they make some sort of burp or some sort of sound like Norm Crocodile burp. That was one of our favorite ones through the years. That's still the measuring stick, isn't it? Donnie Frog. But golly, listen to that from Norm from 20 years ago or so, whenever that was. Or don't listen to it again.
You know the idea.
All right. Well, that happened to Bob, who turned into a frog this week.
Who had a couple walks. So everybody's on base. Everybody's a terror. How do you pitch to this thing? Well, there's just no way to do it. And that got them to 2-0. And then we started thinking about a sweep yesterday. Whoa, don't know what that sound was, Dave. But we had the day game, and John Gray had some issues early.
All right, so we always like to review these and maybe amp them up just a little bit. So here's Bob Frog.
Gross.
Yeah, these microphones pick up just about everything that you may accidentally do sometimes. Let's hear it one more time.
Who had a couple walks. So everybody's on base. Everybody's a terror. How do you pitch to this thing? Well, there's just no way to do it. And that got them to 2-0. And then we started thinking about a sweep yesterday. Whoa, don't know what that sound was, Dave. But we had the day game, and John Gray had some issues early.
Ham hits him with a sound that he'd made a few weeks ago. There's no safe space around here.
No.
There's not. Frogs everywhere. All right, there is Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two? Travis Huddleston. Well, Travis has been doing tickers this week for Baldy, so he's been working our show, and he's been working the invasion. And Gordo, I think you were in studio for this on Tuesday. They were having a discussion, and Travis jumped in. And if you were, did you think he dropped the F-bomb too?
I thought he cussed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's close enough that we had to beep it because we just can't. We can't carry this word that you guys thought Travis had said.
Hey, I'm going to Dublin for vacation this year.
Top of the morning to you.
Never thought
that would even
be on top of my mindset as far as going to Ireland. It didn't appeal to me whatsoever. And now
you think you'll see the Peaky Blinders?
I don't know what that is.
They were in Birmingham.
Yeah, not Ireland.
The IRA, though.
Whoa!
Words are hard.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
I said fought the IRA, though, right?
Did you?
That's what I tried to say.
That was close.
That was close.
Whoa, we got a...
I thought I was going to dump that.
I did, too. I was like, wow, that was...
I did.
Yeah, you did dump it?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you came in hot.
Woo!
All to say fought.
Like F the IRA. No, I was still, like, whoa.
Yeah, don't say that word at all. You
that's,
pronounce
you know what that
point.
Is? That's
yeah.
an Astros fan trying to bean Josh Hart again. Yeah. Houston Travis is trying to throw us some bean balls here.
You don't want to say that about the...
That made me nervous.
You don't want to say that about the IRA or to the IRA.
Yeah, why is he taunting the IRA? I guess he feels safe being over here in Dallas.
Yeah, maybe so. Did you think you're in a safe space, Travis?
Immediately regretted turning on that mic. Immediately regretted it.
I know. Sometimes we just slip. And, yeah, apparently you got really close to not saying fought one more time.
Hey, I'm going to Dublin for vacation this year.
Top of the morning to you.
Never thought top of my mindset as far as going to Ireland. It didn't appeal to me whatsoever. And now
you think you'll see the Peaky Blinders?
I don't know what that is.
They were in Birmingham.
Yeah, not Ireland.
The IRA.
Whoa!
Words are hard.
What did you just say?
I know.
I said fought the IRA, though, right?
Did you?
That's what I tried
to say. That was close.
That was close.
Oh, we got a...
I thought I was going to dump that.
I did, too. I was like, wow, that was...
I did.
Yeah, no, you did dump it?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you came in hot.
All to say fought.
Like, F the IRA. No, I'm still... Like,
yeah, don't say that word at all. You pronounce that.
You know what that is? That's an Astros fan trying to bean Josh Young again. Houston Travis is trying to throw us some bean balls here.
That was...
What is happening?
That made me nervous.
All right, so there was a stammer right after it?
F*** the IRA.
One more time, they're a little short there.
The IRA.
Just to make it clear, the IRA. All right, Travis, way to go. You are candidate number two. And then here comes Matt Birmingham. Great improvement in the April Fool's Open earlier this week, but he had some trouble this past weekend when it was time to give his news tease.
All of that. I think
and
the bar...
role players that have very defined roles that they can repeat from game to game.
Yeah. I think the bar should be high for a team like that.
Yeah. All right. What's on the news, Ham?
He has risen. She has risen. Ish.
What?
The Mavericks retooled and reloaded at the deadline.
Worst or best tease ever by Ham here? All right. One more time.
All of that. I think
and
the bar...
role players that have very defined roles that they can repeat from game to game.
Yeah. I think the bar should be high for a team like that.
Yeah. All right. What's on the news, Ham?
He has risen. She has risen. Ish.
What?
The Mavericks retooled and reloaded at the deadline.
Did he have an EA moment there? Turned into
very, very
sunshine.
EA.
It's sunshine. All right. So those are your three candidates. Is it Bob making a frog noise? Travis and his F-bomb? Or Ham-ish. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Doodle Dandy out of Wichita Falls, and I'd like to vote with a short song. Lazy little burp coming up tonight, gurgling to your knees. Frogs are gigging and radio hosts are floating a breeze. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. Bobby and Dave go burping in the night.
Okay, we get it. That's a song that votes for Bob. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What the hello?
Yeah, what the hello?
I got to go with the FDIRA, and I was seeing if I could vote irresponsibly.
Sure. We will register your vote. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and stream.
The stream.
What? That's your vote?
That's my vote. Oh, my God.
Hello. God. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
More users, e-break, man. Did you know the Ireland Rangers changed their song to, yeah, I like Ireland. Yeah, just listen to Travis, because the IRA can go get fought.
Fought is the word.
Hey, thanks for the shout out to Pat there. Ireland did not redo Pat's song, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I would like to vote for Ham, and you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you. Gosh, that's how you vote right there. What a great example of how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'm not sure. F it. I'll vote for Travis and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, George. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. It's Brady Tom.
Brady Tom, yes, he calls week to week.
Yes. I have to agree with Travis. I do not like the IRS, but my vote has to go to Froggy Bob. I like Froggy Bob.
Okay. Thanks, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George. It's Double Freak Marge.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, why does Travis hate individual retirement accounts so much? They're great savings vehicles for tax deferral.
I don't know. Is that your vote?
That's my vote, George.
Okay, Double Fake. Yeah. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, give me Travis. And can we get another telling of Gordo's shot put story and how it made his dad warmer?
We laughed about that last night.
I hope so. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Hey, I'm going to Dublin for vacation this year.
Top of the morning to you.
Never thought that would even be on top of my mindset as far as going to Ireland. It didn't appeal to me whatsoever. And now,
you think you'll see the Peaky Blinders?
I don't know what that is.
They were in Birmingham.
Yeah, not Ireland.
The IRA, though.
Whoa.
Words are hard.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
I said fought the IRA, though, right?
Did you?
That's what I tried to say.
That was close.
That was close.
Oh, we got a...
I thought I was going to dump that.
I did, too. I was like, wow, that was...
I did.
Yeah, you did dump it?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you came in hot.
Woo.
All to say fought.
Like F the IRA. No, I was still, like, whoa.
Yeah, don't say that word at all. You
that's,
pronounce
you know
that
what that
funny.
Is? That's
yeah.
an Astros fan trying to bean Josh Young again. Well, Houston was, Travis is trying to throw us some bean balls here.
That was...
What is happening?
That made me nervous.
All right. How many is that for Travis?
That is Evil Travis's first e-break win as a member of the ticket. He is now 135 behind Norman F. the IRA Hitzkus.
The IRA.
All right, Travis. IRA. Yeah, what do you think of that new nickname, Evil Travis, because you're an Astros fan?
I don't know. I don't know how I earned that. I guess that makes...
Well, look at the jersey you're wearing, and we'll wonder how you're
yeah,
wearing,
I guess
you earned
fair,
that.
Yeah.
Stand up, Travis.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's wearing an Astros jersey today.
Yeah, that's his team. Mm. He can do that. It's his prerogative.
Hurts.